In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, the month of October is the month of the Holy Rosary. Our little shrine is that when Our Lady gave Holy Rosary to Saint Dominic, and on every day, every school day in October, we'll recite together the Holy Rosary. Both Saint Dominic and today's Saint Remigius, they are great saints in fighting against heresy. Do you remember, children, what means heresy? Heresy means denying one or several Catholic teachings. In order to be a Catholic, you have to believe everything what our Holy Mother Church proposes for you to believe and tells you need to believe. And Catholicism is what can be defined as a total package. That is, you either believe everything which the Church tells you to believe, or you deny one thing, and in the same way and in the same time you deny everything. So it is take it or leave it. Those who are Catholics, they take it and accept and believe everything, and those who are heretics, they leave it, even though they would choose to not to believe even one teaching of the Catholic Church. Saint Remigius, he was a bishop in France many, many centuries ago, and he had to fight fiercely against heretics who denied our Lord's divinity. They were called the Arians, and they believed that Jesus was just like a creation or any other creation in the world, and that he was not God. Because of this, they didn't like Saint Remigius, who wanted to believe everything what the Church teaches. But fortunately, Saint Remigius, he preached fiercely and faithfully the Catholic doctrine, and he had the privilege to baptize the first Catholic king of France. And ever since, for many centuries, France was a Catholic kingdom where nobody was allowed to hold any kinds of heresy. But then, during the centuries, because people were not very well educated in their religion, many false teachers, namely heretics, started to preach strange doctrines and doctrines against the Catholic faith in France. These people, false teachers, were called the Albigensians, and they were the ones who told people not to believe what the Church teaches, but instead some weird ideas or heresies. And one saint particular, namely Saint Dominic, he was very worried that people were starting more and more to leave the Holy Catholic religion, and Saint Dominic prayed Blessed Virgin Mary to help him in fighting against these heretics. And in answer to his prayers, Saint Mary gave Saint Dominic the Holy Rosary and told him to spread this great devotion, this great prayer, as far and wide as possible. Saint Dominic did what he was told to by Mary, and with the weapon of rosary, he won back France to the Catholic religion. People started to pray their rosary and in the same way learned the true Catholic prayers and the true Catholic doctrine in a very simple and beautiful form of recitation of the rosary. So therefore, children, this month of October, when we say our October devotions, be grateful for Blessed Virgin Mary that you are a Catholic, that you are a Christian who believes humbly everything what the Holy Catholic Church has told us to believe. We want to do in our lives the will of God Almighty, and that includes also believing everything what he proposes us to believe through his Holy Catholic Church. May we never give in to any temptations to be unfaithful or and to be unbelievers. If we believe everything what the Church tells us to believe, we are also rewarded of our humility. It is pride people who want to do their own will and believe what they themselves want to believe. The humble people are those who want to do the will of God and believe what God tells us to believe. And as Our Lady has so beautifully sang, God in this life and also in the next, he always exalts the humble and sends the proud ones away. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.